What do you think about the way you guys shot? I mean, he only had one touchdown today. You get two field goals. What do you think about the defensive unit on the whole?
I think we did a great job. We came out here and did what we wanted to do, control the run game and stop the run and make it one dimension.
Speaking of the run, what do you think of the way the offense was able to run there at the end, those last two drives specifically?
Oh, it was great, man. It's good to see them guys move the ball and get first downs and do what they do. So, and we're doing what we do.
5-3. It's a simple question. It's an obvious question, but what's it mean for this team?
Oh, it's great to end the first half of the season on a good note with 5-3. Come back for the second half and finish it off.
You just feel like you can be better than you've been this, though?
Always. We always got a lot of room to improve as a team, as a unit. And we just got to keep getting better week by week and keep pushing forward and get ready for whoever next on the list.
The plan was to move him off his spot because when you did that, his percentage was not very good.
Yeah, huge. You always want to get a good quarterback off his spot, getting him panicking and everything so that he can't make his throws. And that helps out the DBs especially.
5-0 at home, not as great on the road. How do you fix that coming forward?
Just come back in next week. Then want to review a lot of film where we just didn't do so well, especially responding on the road. And so once we go on the road, we got to be a whole lot better responding to the environment, playing better offense, special teams, and defense.
How much do the defensive guys like to watch the offense grind the ball down the field at the end and run out the clock so you don't have to go back out there?
Oh, huge, man. That's always a great feeling when that happens. So we appreciate our offense going out there and doing their thing.
From the first day of practice, the energy level was just there, you know. And I think that last week, you know, that bad taste we had in our mouth last week, and after we kind of took them days off just to forget about it, people came back renewed. People came back fresh. Practice was exciting, you know. Practice was fun. People moving around fast in practice, and it was kind of the same thing when you came into the game today. You know, when you practice something confident and you know you're going to dominate in practice, you know, you get into the game, it was basically the same thing.
Did some of that come from stopping them on fourth down, the opening drive, some of that juice?
Whenever you make big plays like that, yeah, that juice always helps. But I still think it was just all game, you know. Even some of the plays that they made early on, it was – plays we was making, they was getting mismatches on different things. But other than that, man, the defense was just focused in on what we had to do this week. And it felt good to play that kind of defense. I think everybody else felt it. The sideline was excited, jumping around, congratulating each other. And whenever you can get that team energy, camaraderie going, man, it's going to be a good day.
Is that that same feeling when the offensive line is pretty much dominating out there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you could kind of feel it. And I think that first down Blue got right there towards the end of the first, the whole sideline jumped up, you know, and it's got the energy going. It's amped up. It's not just like, oh, okay, good job. No, everybody was into it. Everybody had faith and believed and knew we was going to win the game.
First of all, how important was the tight ends group as a whole today in the first half specifically, but really on the day?
I think we just had the right mindset today. We just came out, made plays when possible. Griff and CJ had a great game. They really did. Came out, set the tone, helped move the ball, and kept sustaining drives, and that's what was really important for our offense today.
How important is that for your group as a whole to have a game like that and really the way you guys have been playing all season?
It's a confidence booster. You know, we're halfway through the season right now, and, you know, we finished the first half on a good note, so it's definitely a confidence booster for the second half of the season.
Going in those last couple drives, run game hadn't done too much, and then you guys forced it down the throats. What'd you think? What was the difference, you think?
Those last drives were about attitude. You know, attitude from the line, quarterback, receivers, everybody involved, definitely the running backs. You know, just not letting the arm tackle bring them down, just kind of carrying defenders and, you know, really finishing off the game. So that was really about attitude.
What did you guys kind of know going in that you would be a big part of the game plan?
You know, not really. You know, it was just a regular week, and then you know, like I said, we had some wide receivers go down, so we adjusted, and you know, we did a good job early in the game too, making plays. So,
it's like Bill Brown was saying, sort of a continuation of the increased production from your group.
No doubt, and I really attribute it to, you know, the extra work me, CJ, and Anderson have been putting in, and you know, we have a great position coach, Coach John Perry, from Andover, Massachusetts, and I mean, he can really coach. So,
what do you think what you guys were able to do today could mean for the second half of the season and in the offense?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to come out here and you know, take on the second half of the season. And I'm just looking to make plays, and so is CJ and Anderson. So we're looking good.
So our back is in our D-line and just boxing it in, so just stopping the run and putting it in the quarterback's hands, because us, our DBs, we're confident. And one thing we do is always challenge routes. You know, we run a lot of man, run a lot of zone and everything, so when we up, we plan on winning. That's our mindset.
I saw you guys jumping up and down as the offense was kind of picking up first down after first down to close that game. What's that like, being on the sidelines and watching the other side of the ball just close out a game like that?
It's very fun, you know, the game momentum like that, when you see the offense rolling, because it gets us excited, you know. And our minds are like, okay, now we got to put, they about to put in the quarterback hand. We got to get turnovers. We got to make plays. And that's one thing that we try to do. And that gets the D-line motivated to get after them. So just see the offense do their thing, you know, and just stay on top of everything, it helped us out a lot.
How does 5-3 before the bye week sound to you? How does it feel?
It's not where we wanted to be, you know, not winning away games. But one thing about it, it's very good that we have a winning record and we're going into the bye week. So the most important thing is to get our body right and just stay on top of everything in the film, preparation and everything. You know, that means we have an extra week to prepare for our next opponent.
It was awesome. And, I mean, that's just the kind of guy he is every day. You know, it was, we had that kind of energy throughout the whole day, pregame, during the game. Everyone had that energy, and that's crucial for us to have going into the second half of the season. Everyone just being that confident, being that passionate, being that intense, and it's great, you know, how your quarterback, how your guy, you know, hyping everybody up like that.
Were you able to sneak a peek at the Jumbotron on that one-handed catch by Hopkins? Did you see it?
I saw it live.
You saw it live?
I saw it live, yeah. I was blocking my guy, and I got a glimpse. That's why I was like, I was probably the first one down there to celebrate with him, because that was amazing. It was amazing, you know, but it's typical Hopkins.
Dwayne, how do you feel about this team right now heading into the bye week? As years past, you guys have always played better after the bye week.
Last couple years, you played better
after the bye week.
Yeah, I mean, you just find your groove. You know, you find your groove. You know what you're great at. You find your identity. You know, and I think we've done that. You know, so everyone just continue to do a little bit more individually, and then just bring it together, collective unit. And like I said, you know, having just a few days off, you know, to get healthy again. You know, we got a lot of guys banged up. So that'll be big for us.
Before those final two drives, you had 29 yards rushing, but then 79. Was it just a collective, hey, let's just get this done, let's win this game, those final two drives before you went out there as a group?
Yeah, we knew we had a lot. We left a lot out there early on, but we were close. You know, so everyone just decided to strain a little bit more on our blocks, finish our blocks a little bit more, be better on our double teams, you know, and I think we did that, you know. And, you know, once you start to do that continuously, then, you know, defense, they don't want to take anymore, you know. So that was great to see there in the fourth quarter.